I have been very pleased with a lot of the moves that I've seen from One Buck Place this offseason, because Lord knows they needed to make a lot of changes. But if your head coach ends up being as demanding as what Peter King wrote on SI.com, to where Greg Schiano needed his team meetings at every hotel that they were at throughout the seasons at Rutgers, the temperature to be the exact same in every meeting, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's taking it just a little bit too far. I have no problem with you coming in and lowering the hammer. I have no problem with you coming in and saying, we want a specific type of player. We want to clean up what was dirtied up the last couple of years here. But this isn't a king. This isn't a kingdom that you can rule. Okay, you're a head coach of a football team. And sometimes, and that's the big difference. That's the big difference. And this might be a good debate later on in the show as we get into the Rays game too. That's the big difference between college football and professional football. In college football, the football portion of the athletics program runs things, which means the football coach is the king, the tyrant. What I say goes. This, I want this, I want that. You come to the professional ranks, it's not the same. You know, you're the head coach. You've got a general manager you've got to answer to. You've got owners you've got to answer to. It's not your way or the highway. It's the organization's way or the highway, and that includes you. So you're not going to be going around and screaming and yelling because the temperature's not exactly right on the thermostat. You know, they're strict. There's Tom Coughlin. There's the authority figure. And then there's crazy. We don't need crazy. We just need those other three. So which is it going to be? As much as I've enjoyed watching this entire offseason, I don't want to see it turn for the worse once the season gets underway. Okay? I'm not stupid.